Nothing better than a nice cold beer after a hot day. Better have the other five just to be safe. This is the perfect pool.
Hello, girls! Welcome to the Perfect Bar! It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks.
Go!
I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to hang out with you. We're some beer geeks and we're hanging out with you. One of them's industry. See if you can guess which one is industry before the end of the episode. We're going to hang out, talk about beer, craft beer, talk about beer we were drinking last week, talk about beer to drink this week, talk about beer that people are talking about beer. And now I'm talking like this, and it's very annoying, and I'll come back down to
getting
normal.
Me all tense over here.
I do not like the color of this beer.
Well,
it looks gray.
We have just opened up a new beer from our Colorado reps, Colin and Janine, the famous Colin and Janine Mountain Tap Brewery. Hala. It's a Halaboration Session IPA. Hala. They're from Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
It's a malt bomb.
Uh-oh. Is it a Colorado malt bomb? Is this supposed to be mountain beer, mountain style?
Mountain style. Iced tea.
It is a weird... That's not a crowler, is it?
It's a crowler.
It is a crowler.
With a resealable cap.
Huh. A crowler with a resealable cap. Have you ever seen these? Is this the first you've seen this?
In person, yes. I've known of its existence because you can retrofit your crowler machine to seal with that lid.
Huh. It's kind of cool. Do you think that would actually last because of that twist top on it? Like another day or two?
I bet you get one more day out of it.
Like a growl, basically like a growler you would.
Yeah.
Same as a growler.
Same.
So, it's got an interesting top.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad beer, but like I said, it's malty. Our California taste buds are sensing a lot of malt.
My socks have not left my feet. You said the Sierras?
This color is just throwing me off, though.
I'm not sure about the SRN on this one, guys.
M. Standard reference method.
Right. Do it, bro. I knew that.
I can't do it. I'm sorry, guys.
Ooh, that is the second. If you were here for the tailgate, that is the second one Matt has poured into the dump glass. We each have our own dump glass. And second one. Wow. I'm going to finish it. Just for spite. I don't know who I'm spiting, but I'm going to do it. So I'm glad you're here listening along with our drinking, and hopefully you'll learn something or just have some fun, because that's what we're here to do. Have fun with the beer.
Here to do.
And once in a while, we'll learn something. Once in a while, we'll get serious for a minute. We're just like the 80s sitcoms that 14 episodes are like
we build
slapstick, and then there'll be one slipped in there that's like it's right at the beginning. Yeah, once in a while, they'll be like, this is a very special episode of Different Strokes.
For different folks. Mm-hmm.
Shipping beers that you've never tried before should not be done.
We do not endorse shipping beers. By the way, here's an address you can send stuff to.
So I had to go return a package to... Well, we talked about it last week. I sent something to Matt, but I had to return Target package to UPS. So I was like, I'll just go ahead and go here since I'm already here. Why go across the street to the post office? And the guy is like, so what's in here? And without hesitation, it was all yeast.
Ooh.
And
that was kind of bold there.
He didn't even flinch.
And he just took it?
Yeah, he just do, and I checked the receipt. It said yeast. And I was like, all right. And I was like,
he just wanted something to put in there.
Yep.
I need to put letters in the box, sir.
I might have got rattled.
Series of letters.
I always feel awkward just because
letters.
UPS makes you sign like the 14-page contract, and I'm like, there's probably a lot of stuff in here that shouldn't be reading.
Well, that's why people get scared of using the post service, because they're like, their warning is like illegal. This is illegal. We're gonna get you. And UPS and FedEx are like, this is against our policy.
We frown upon this.
This is not so good. And the Postal Service is like, oh, we'll
federal law,
we'll take you down. Feds, bro. Yeah, everyone's just looking the other way because everyone's making money.
Make the money.
Just make it legal. Yeah. Make it legal. Is it illegal?
Be more gentle. I will
make it legal. Boy. Star Wars reference.
Oh, boy. Crap, we've lost them.
Don't want the TTB finding out. How long have we
been into this show?
Yeah.
Mike, he's right. Spiraling.
We're off to a classic, uncomfortably weird start. Before the show, we had a couple beers on our tailgate session. We had a Drake's 50, was it 50-50? It was a malt liquor. Ooh. A malt liquor.
That seems to be the best beer we've had so far.
So far, it's winning. Somehow.
Somehow.
Drake's malt liquor is winning the day somehow right now. This cashmere XPA I found to be deliciously enough.
I enjoyed that.
Firestone's cashmere. It's exclusive to a 12-pack.
Not willing to buy another 12-pack to get more of it.
There you go.
Actually, you know
not
what?
That exclusive.
So it's a
one and done.
It was.
Hey, I can't finish this either.
It was.
Wait, did you just give up on your dream?
Yeah, my dream.
It was Union Jack. And what's the other one?
I haven't seen this pack.
So it's a lager. They have it at Save Mart on Bullard and West, at least. So it's their lager. It's this cashmere, Union Jack, and then there's Easy Jack. That's the other one. So, I mean, you got three solid hoppy beers, and then you could choke down a couple of lagers. And
Lagers. 2019, Summer of Lager.
Hoppy Pilsner.
No, Hoppy lager. Pilsner, sorry.
Easy going lagers.
Easy going lagers, as opposed to those hardcore lagers.
Hard lager.
Hard lager.
Give me some hard lager.
You guys got any of them hard lagers?
So I'm going to be the jerk this episode that says we've had just okay beers. So I think I'm going to pull a beer that I know is really good and really hoppy.
Jack us up.
Before we get to this milkshake that's sitting on the table. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, let's let that milkshake get nice and warm.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do that.
Nothing better than a milkshake IPA all warmed up.
Milkshake was a bad choice.
Let's see what's going on over there in the beer fridge, the other section of the studio. Whoa.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
don't pop the peas over there.
Oh, geez, he's opening it over there.
Oh, he meant for him. He's going to drink it in the fridge.
Well, yeah, he's going to have the door open, sit with the fridge door open.
His ass in the cooler.
Freezer door open. Like, I'm just going to be here podcasting from here, guys.
I just need a hug from this fridge.
Yep.
Yeah, can I just record in the fridge? It might be a little loud.
Just need to wedge in here real quick. Squeeze in.
What do we got here? Oh, my Lord. I didn't even know that was in there. Wow.
You Mikey get it last. Sniff
this one
you
out.
Get bottom pour.
Oh, man. Oh. I'm going to get bottom pour.
I'm going to use my Zach's glass for this one.
Matt's getting top pour. Nick's getting middle pour.
Zach's released some new hoppy beers last week. Man. And one of them is the show. Might arguably be one of our favorite hops on the show.
It's up there. Top three for
sadly,
sure.
Sadly, we haven't had enough of this to know.
I mean,
I've had. So
Mosaic is number one for me.
Mosaic is good.
I mean, the hop, not this beer in particular.
Citra and Nelson are
right
there behind
me. So this is exactly Nelson, which is a single hop series that Steven and Zach do. Down at Zach's Brew.
See, I had this a week ago, and it was really green, but I was still liking it. So but this is...
This
aroma is better than last week.
He had a bunch of Berliners and Stouts, and then he completely ran out of IPAs, so he quickly made four IPAs, and he tried to get them out in a timely fashion. So I even felt that the Nelson was a little bit too green, but I could tell it was a well-made beer.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that give it a week, 2 weeks... it would be perfect. And then you would just be riding that Nelson coaster for the rest of the time until it runs out.
Nelson coaster. Where's that beer?
It's calmed down a little bit from about 4 or 5 days ago. But
that's about still, what you want.
It's still it's better.
It still has a little bit of like an onion flavor to it, which I don't think you like onions.
I don't, but
so that's what you're.
I still like green beer though. Not the green beer. So to me,
it's a little bit of an onion. I'm trying to think, but this to me is what I would not have any shame showing this beer to someone.
Wow!
And
hey, would you like to see my beer?
I got two crowlers last week, and I got
two growlers in the back.
And I was like, I'll drink one, and I'll save one for the show. And I went home that night and drank the first one. And I said, there's no way that this second crowler is going to make it towards the show, to make it to the show. So I had to go back Saturday and get another one that said, this is for the show. Cause I'm going to drink. I already drank the second of the two that I bought. Cool.
Apparently my microphone wants a drink too.
Yeah. But this is a good example of what you can do with Nelson hops.
I'm disappointed I didn't make it down there on Saturday.
Well, you're definitely going to make it Saturday. So.
I will be there, yes, this Saturday.
Oh, for the Selena movie at Tioga?
Perfect.
Yep.
This bumpers
I gotta get
was
that
pulled
there.
Off by Selena.
I got to watch a Selena movie in 104 degree weather.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
Wow, what's going on there? I remember seeing an invite or something.
Mm-hmm. It's an exclusive event.
Exclusive.
Oh.
This exclusive. Zach's Brewing Saturday nights.
Exclusive.
Don't be there. Exclusive.
Ignore the drunkards in the corner.
This is exclusive. That's all I'm going to be doing all night. Just making sure I get loud enough for the rest of it.
Not touching you. Not touching.
Hey, this is exclusive.
I'm on this side of the room.
Yeah, I'm going to be standing right on this 2-inch rope. Be like, hey, man.
Hey.
What's it like over there?
How's it going?
Hey, I'm in here. It's exclusive.
Air's better over here.
That's cool. Yeah, it is cool.
Did you see our mini burrito tray?
Burrito tray, bro. Can't have it.
Can't have it.
No, sorry, man. I'd love to, but I'm not in charge here.
I don't know if there's enough for everybody.
I can't do it. Sorry, man.
But it's exclusive.
How you doing?
Hey. I could do this all night. Are we still on the air?
Hello?
They haven't shut us off yet.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
So I did not watch the lightsaber fight. I'm sorry.
The lightsaber fight? Yes. There was a lightsaber fight? Pay-per-view?
No.
Lightsaber fight? Kylo Ren versus
he's talking
Qui-Gon
about
Jinn?
The Owen Wilson.
Oh.
Wow.
Pew, pew.
Wow, wow.
Wow. Wow. Meow, meow. Uh-oh. I think we might hear it there.
Yeah.
Feel like it. All right, so what's going on culturally? Oh, geez. Sorry, guys. Took us freaking 14 minutes to get into the show here.
I drank all my
nails. That's really bad. That's bad podcasting. Don't do that.
14 you're minutes young, on the hour? Or we got young, weather coming up.
Young Copy's, podcaster, don't do what we just did.
Copy's 10-day forecast coming up next. Now we're going to go ahead and talk about local bank robbery.
Bears.
Don't go outside. It's hot.
I'm at the wrong airport.
But you notice this past week, it's been going under every day. They're predicting a high, and it's been going under that prediction.
What's that mean?
Going on?
Global cooling.
What do they know?
Yeah. What do they know?
Meanwhile, the water in Florida is like 90 degrees.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Something stupid like
when
that.
When it's 100 degrees and the water is 90 degrees, it doesn't help.
Yeah.
Humid AF.
Culture.
A week after pulling back from a planned IPO of its Asia Pacific operations, Anheuser-Busch InBev announces today that an $11.3 billion deal to sell its Australian subsidiary, Carlton & United Breweries, to Asahi Group Holdings. Are you guys still awake?
Asahi's buying some AB InBev stuff?
Yes.
Properties?
So,
that's where we're at now in the world.
They're expecting this deal to close in 2020. The reason why Anheuser is selling this portion of it is because they say that.
Eh, what the fuck?
That with SAB Miller joining, that also includes $100 billion in debt. And so they sold this 11.3 million, grouping of breweries so that they could take that billion and apply it to its debt. So that's, you're trying to erase $100 million by selling 11.3 billion. It's that's insane.
Well, it'll work.
that's just a drop.
Let me check my math here.
That's a drop in the bucket. And I looked up this grouping, and the only things that I could see that would be recognizable was Foster's, VB Gold. I think I've seen that. Have you guys seen that one?
I don't think so.
Foster's. And then there was one called
Fat. Went to Outback last night.
There was one Foster's called
VB Gold.
Did you get Fat the Bloomin' Onion?
Got the Bloomin' Onion.
Then there was one called Fat Yak.
Fat Yak.
There was like 20 different beer names that are in this company grouping.
For $11 billion?
Yeah, but I could only really see.
Never eat the rump part of a Fat Yak.
It also sounded like some of Anheuser-Busch's beers were also made probably with one of these breweries in that area, but maybe Asahi's going to make it for them now. I don't know. It was one of those like, look, it's a news article. Cool, thanks.
That's so, when I'm at a teppanyaki place or a sushi place and there's no craft beer. I'll have an Asahi. Is that okay? Oh, no. Shit. That's not good, huh?
That's not good at all.
But I got to drink something, right? I'm an alcoholic. How am I supposed to go to get sushi and not drink beer?
Sake?
Yeah, I guess.
So do we have to start a double buyout category now?
Double buyout.
Like, you guys have been bought out twice. We are definitely no longer.
Definitely don't care about you.
Interested in your beer.
And then my buddy Jeff. Jeffrey Moore. He tipped me off on an article, which I don't know the full story because part of it was taken down.
Hey, Matt, I know this article tipping you off about.
Inside.
It's inside.
Gonna blow it wide open. It see?
Did you have it in your notes?
I don't know. Probably not.
Oh.
Very doubtful.
Okay. Did you guys pay attention to Brewbound recently?
Maybe, probably not.
Okay, so on Brewbound's podcast, they had episode number 44. They went as far as to mention female beer industry people, and they questioned.
We did that like 5 years ago, bros.
They questioned their importance.
Oh, okay.
And so that did not sit well with the interwebs. And so there was backlash.
This is not sitting well.
And this does include some people that I see we follow on the Perfect Pour.
Oh, boy. What?
One Hoppy Lady, Big World Small Girl, Beer Bitty, Is Beer a Carb? And then there was at least a few more. But they were
That's a good handle. Is beer a carb?
Is beer a carb?
Is beer a carb?
Bread makes you fat. It does.
Does? Oh, I hated those bars. Coach would always give us to make weight. What?
Swedish protein bars.
So they brought up these industry professionals. They questioned their importance and. It went as far as the show got taken down, edited to just the interview, put back up, and then said that the podcast is on hiatus.
Ooh, wow, is it that bad?
Wow.
Yeah.
What did he say? Jeez.
And so...
I'm sure we probably said 10 times worse, but no, he gives a shit. Perfect Boar is doing it.
So then the editor, Chris, he wrote a letter from Brewbound just saying, hey, this happened on...
Chris Farnese? Farnese?
Yeah, Farnese.
Farnese?
Farnari?
Ferrari?
Ferrari?
What's going on over here?
I don't know.
I fell asleep.
You know, Christopher Nori.
Oh, yeah, I loved his comedy.
That's all. During episode 44 of the Brewbound podcast, I introduced and facilitated a conversation with my co-host, Justin Kendall, that was inappropriate, misguided, and had no place on the show. So he...
Well, all they should have done is do this.
Is that our legal disclaimer for anything?
It makes everything okay, guys. Whatever dumb shit you say.
So the legal department gave us that button.
Yep, that's legal. You guys don't know, but you signed a oral contract or a aerial contract that when we start listening to the show, whenever we do that, that means no, we wiped our hands of whatever dumb thing we said.
So play it once at the beginning of the show.
Yep. Yep.
So he apologized, and then BevNet, which is the parent company of Brewbound, they also issued an apology.
That's the buyout one. What's the AB InBev one that AB InBev owns? It's not Brewbound? Ooh. Feels like it's Brewbound. I don't know. Feels very corporate.
Yeah, but it's on hiatus immediately as we evaluate the future of the program.
what will the podcasting beer world do with one less beer podcast? Oh no, we're whittled down to 868 beer related podcasts now. Please come back, Brewbound podcast.
So you just got to be careful what you talk about.
Mm-hmm. Or you just got to be unnoticeable like us. One or the other.
I wouldn't want to say the things that they possibly said.
I wouldn't either. Especially.
We're not that dumb.
Not that dumb.
We're dumb.
Dumb, but not that dumb.
So that's a serious topic. People are going to be probably mentioning it for a while. I know at least a few of them that were called out on the podcast went on their own personal Instagrams to post their importance, which they are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unfortunate that we had that disruption in this industry.
A lot of people don't like the influencer side of things. And some of them you have points, have points with, and some of them,
they probably have rakes and they probably tell people to get off their lawn.
Yeah. Get off my lawn. But it's a thing, guys. Influencers are a thing.
I'd listen to that podcast.
The Get Off My Lawn podcast?
Get Off My Lawn podcast.
There's probably one.
Get Off My Lawn.
There's a Get Off My podcast. But yeah, influencers are a thing, guys, okay? I know it's easy to make fun of the people that have, 100 followers and then email a brewery and be like, hey, if you want me to come into your brewery, have some beer, send me some beer, but... Basically, the rule of thumb is if they have 10,000 followers, then they have some Instagram cred, street cred.
Wow.
We let BuzzFeed come into Tioga and film a segment.
Oh, I saw that. That's pretty cool.
They have a show called Worth It where they just travel around, see different places, and try out things. And they had a little Fresno recap at the brewery. Enjoyed some beverages and talked about the different food items. That episode.
Mm-hmm. And Matt was not in the background. That's all I was doing. Am I seeing Matt back there?
I walked by that shot 100 times. So they filmed solid 45 minutes in the tap room.
There was like 2 minutes. That segment was like 2 minutes.
Yes. So they excluded every second that I'd walked across that frame.
And the editor was painlessly taking out any shots of Bearded Brewer back there.
But there was definitely...
They went to the Underground Gardens, which you're not supposed to film down there. You're not supposed to take pictures down there.
Scares me.
But they did a whole segment down there at the Underground Gardens.
Maybe they got some publicity.
They're afraid of the
city coming after them for a code violation. No, you're not supposed to build a house underground.
I think
they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
They're just fighting
this
out about
will
it
not
right
fly.
Now.
Where's the owner? We got to talk to the owner.
Whoa, yeah. Somebody made a house down here. Where's
Balthasar? Please send him my way.
We're talking about like 100-year-old. Probably more than that. When was it? When did he met? I thought it was the early 1900s.
Yeah, it's at least 100 years old.
Yeah. So that Forest Air built a underground house, basically.
Would it be dug? I don't know if you could really build it.
Yeah.
Dynamited, maybe?
He dug out his own house because he bought this farmland that was supposed to farm, and it turned out it was just a bunch of hardpan. So he's like, well, what the hell am I going to do with all this? And he made a house under there. And now it's sort of one of our unique tourist attractions in Fresno.
Yep. Right next to the other unique tourist attraction.
Across the street from the In-N-Out.
Which is called In-N-Out.
The In-N-Out.
Across the street from the In-N-Out. Yeah, we'll go to the In-N-Out, Donnie. And then we'll go to the In-N-Out.
1906.
Oh, it's barely 100 years
barely
old.
Barely now.
It's only 113 years old.
I would drink a beer under there. I'll tell you that.
It would
much.
Be nice. It is cooler down there.
It's cooler. Can we record our podcast? You said no photography, but what about podcasts?
Yeah. Can we record audio?
Give
down
us
here?
Some underground echo if you don't
ooh,
mind.
Ooh, I bet it sounds good.
This is what we sound like.
Oh, it's so cool down here.
Uh-huh. Hey, Mikey. Can you give me a beer?
Roll me a beer.
Ah, a dirt clod.
There's a lot of bats in here.
Thud. Even the crickets don't want to be down there.
No, the crickets are above you in that case. Man, they don't go in the basement. They stay
down like, there. Yeah, sucker.
Yeah, you guys are dumb. Been down there in the ground.
What else, Matt?
September 27th, 2019. Does that date stand out to you?
That hasn't happened yet. Are you in the future?
September
27th, 2019.
Is that our 7-year anniversary? I don't know.
No. It will be an anniversary for a lucky couple. Oh. Sierra Nevada is officially...
I thought you were going to say it was my anniversary. I was like, shit. We'll be your anniversary, dumbass.
There's your 6-month warning.
Damn it.
Oh, no. We're down to 3 months. Sorry.
Sierra Nevada Brewing Company will kick off its annual Oktoberfest celebration with an all expenses paid royal wedding at the festival for one lucky, loving couple. The celebration harkens back to the very first Oktoberfest, which was held in Munich in 1810 to celebrate the marriage of Crown Prince Ludwig of Bavaria and Princess Therese of
Consuela Banana.
I'm going to butcher this.
I love
Saxony.
God.
Hildburger Hussen.
Saxony.
Hildburger Hussen.
Mm-hmm. The old Hildburgers.
She probably wasn't that pretty.
Oh, I don't know, dude.
It's a name like that.
You're going to have to work for it. The brewery is searching for an engaged couple whose love for craft beer matches their love for each other. A special panel of judges will select... It sounds like an episode of Big Brother, but... The judges will select the couple to tie the knot on September 27th in Chico.
Chico.
Love. Chico. It inspires our passion to create great beer and certainly drives the human condition. And Sierra Nevada spokesperson Robin Gregory, we are taking Oktoberfest back to its origins to celebrate the joining of two individuals and two families in front of 3,200 new friends.
What?
To enter the contest, the couple must upload a short video, 1 minute or less, making the case for why they would be perfect candidates to wed at Sierra Nevada's 2019 Oktoberfest Royal Wedding. Blah, blah, blah. There'll be social media voting to get the finalist, and you get 50 guests for your wedding party, and...
What am I going to do with the other 48 spots?
If any listeners do this, let us know.
We want a live Snapchat.
Yeah, I
want
a call.
Just give us a shout out if you make it.
I want to
write us into your vows.
Yes, we must be in your vows. Cheers to the perfect four.
So that's
love you, babe.
We have a line on a great wedding band.
There's not even a bottom pour. It's already gone.
His name is Paul and the Fairfaxes. He could play your wedding.
Babe, we gotta hire Paul and the Fairfaxes.
I feel like for some reason Paul's ordained. Just gonna go out on the limb.
He can't officiate and be in the band. I mean,
can do it all. What can he not do?
He's just behind the keyboard.
She called me up and said I do.
But she didn't leave her name.
I do.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We're going to get Paul wedding hired for a wedding.
Yeah.
I think that's our goal for this year.
One of our many different Paul goals.
I think he still has an open invitation for the Raconteur Room and Atascadero.
What does that mean?
Atascadero. Because
Tyler said he could play Tyler. Libertine.
Tyler said, yeah.
So now Tyler's doing Raconteur Room. So
it's transferred to his new.
It's probably still an open invitation.
On the Central Ghost, Paul, you've got a gig. Hopefully you get some drink tickets at least.
Oh, damn. I didn't see this. Apricot was open.
Do you give out any drink tickets at the Tioga to the bands?
Yep.
Ooh, good venue. Ooh. Good musician venue. And now I know they hit up next time in the 1800s, I'll hit up a couple of band members. Hey, bro, got the drink ticket?
That band, I hand them tickets, they hand them right back.
Oh, see? Nah, yeah, I got to get with them next show.
No, you're going to manage their tickets. Order.
Oh, they order. Yeah. Cool. I thought they were like,
here's your tickets. They're all cool.
I don't want this.
They're all, we'll take six Zorros.
I don't
drink
beer.
No, they drink it all.
There's none left to be had. Mm-hmm.
Linus, make sure there's a drink in my hand at all times.
A new beer going around the table. Mm. Another one from Colin and Janine from Four Noses Brewing. It's hazy, and
it's not, no thanks.
It's like very tart haze. I'm not digging this. These Colorado beers are not doing well in the heat. I think this heat is hurting these Colorado beers.
We still love you guys.
We're just 30 degrees above.
Louis doesn't like
drinking
it either.
Temperature.
He caught a wind of it and said, "Hairball."
Is that all you got, Matt? There.
Yeah, that's all my news things.
All right, Nick.
I think I might have to go make another trip to the beer bridge.
Oh boy! Thank goodness. Okay. Just do some housekeeping really quick.
We can just listen in the background.
All right.
Go ahead.
So last episode, maybe, we asked, what's the beer on Schitt's Creek?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to know.
Yeah.
But the kids need to
know. We're waiting. Did you find this out?
I did not, but thanks to Rhiannon from Spokane, she did. She found the tweet from Dan Levy, who is a writer and star on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That beer was made by the props department for the show.
Oh, see, specific prop. See, I think that pretty much confirms that Parks and Rec beer that we were trying to find forever was probably a prop beer too.
Prop beer. But I noticed
I love gold.
They did bottles and cans.
They went all the way.
All the way.
Cans, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Ooh, boy.
And going on a table from middle to right.
You want to know how cool we are right now?
Podcast out as a new beer.
Are you guys trying to haze
I see
me all
Juice
the time.
Bomb.
We are drinking the same beer that one hoppy lady once drank.
Ooh.
Which is Instagram celeb.
Oh, look at this. We're cool.
XL Perro sent this to
Sloop. Sloop Brewing.
Sloop.
Juice Bomb IPA. Sloop is, I'm going to guess, a New York. Let me look.
You like the slope.
He likes the slope.
I can't tell. It doesn't say, but I'm just gonna say they're from. Sloop is from New York somewhere. Did you guys see the ABV?
Oh no!
All right.
If
I slooped it.
I'm going to say 6.5, but if that disqualifies me, then I did see it.
5.4.
Nick. It is 6.5.
Then I saw it.
What? I don't know. You've gotten them right before. It doesn't mean...
Okay.
Just take your win. Poor Nick's just going to walk away.
It's not my style, bro. It's not my style.
Bro, it's not my style, okay?
How
am I supposed to do that?
My meter doesn't register anything under 10. I'm sorry.
Juice. Your juice scale.
My
There should be a juice scale.
Juice scale?
Juice percentage.
Yeah.
how haze percentage
from,
I mean,
orange juice to
different from SRA
swamp water. And, what are we? What's our scale here?
Swamp. What happens if I put this in my swamp cooler?
Ooh, it'll effervesce.
Yeah. Will I get drunk?
No, you'll probably have to change a few bearings the next day. And it's clogged.
And the motor's dead. What else, Nick? Or are we currently talking about what you're...
I don't know. If you guys saw this, XL Perro sent us an article about in the Porum. If you're a
the Porum,
Patreon or supporter of the God show, you're Patreon. In the Porum. Tony Hawk, the skateboarder.
The skateboarder
has now
the most famous skateboarder of all time.
Brewing with Black Plaque Brewing. And there will now be a beer called Tony Hops IPA.
Nice.
Yes.
Tony Hops.
Birdhouse IPA. It's out of San Diego, Oceans.
The San Diegos. Yep. Cool.
Looking out.
I'll look out for that.
And Fresno is finally attempting to have a beer week.
Oh.
And in my opinion, this is not a good week. They picked August 25th through August 31st to do it. Wow.
Let's pick a hot ass boring week. Hot ass
week. I'm sorry. I know everything happens in September, October, but that's really when we need something to happen.
Is Tyler going to do something? Should we do something? Yeah. We were asked. I think we were actually asked, and I haven't responded.
Perfect.
Craig asked if we'd like to do a podcast somewhere.
That's good.
But I didn't know what to say, so I didn't respond.
I've also been not asked, but told that would be a good idea. And I responded, do you know how much work for Mikey that is?
Hey, they just told you. This is a good idea.
Not only
he's doing a lot.
Not
podcast.
Only is he the scapegoat, but
I mean, it's so much work for Mikey, really.
Oh, Mikey. He hates guests, he hates to do live shows. I'd be super right on, super on board. Super that's on fine.
Louis gets upset when we leave.
Louis doesn't like Wednesday night. Oh, what would Louis do?
I know.
On a podcast
night. What would
Louis
do?
What would Louis do? We could not bring him because he's completely irresponsible in public.
The world's most lovable yet now, irresponsible
give
dog.
Him a random animal dog that he doesn't know, and he will lose his shit.
Great. Hopefully not literally.
No, maybe not. He cannot be taken to Christmas Tree Lane Walk.
Ugh.
Or any beer gardens.
Louie.
He's a bad boy. All right.
We'll see how that goes.
See how it goes.
See how it goes.
We may be involved in this.
Look for us sweating
beer week,
in some back patio.
We may
patio.
Not be. We'd have to be at Zach's.
Oh, yeah.
Mine. So maybe we'll get involved.
Where the grass is green and the beers are pretty.
I think this is good beer.
Okay.
Of a lot of misses this week.
Okay.
This one's hitting all right.
Ooh, I see two very good words on this next beer.
Jeez, he's already looking at the next beer.
I'm a little bit worried about this next one.
Looking out for. Looking out for
that table more beers. Nick, did you have any more stuff?
Do we want to talk about Captain Fuffo's Pliny review now or in?
Just do it. That's culture.
Yeah. I don't know if he called in or not, but.
I don't think he did.
He's not a caller in or too much, is he?
So, not the only reason, but why this is interesting is this is a true East Coaster having a true West Coast style IPA for the first time. Well, maybe not. The West Coast style.
The West Coast style to calibrate all West Coast styles.
So the forever battle will be between Pliny and Heady Topper. Yes, no?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, now we know that Heady is in a different category, really.
Yeah.
Because Heady is like the first hazy.
Okay.
You know, first widely.
The grandfather of haze?
Grandfather of haze. And Pliny is the grandfather of West Coast IPA. So like
so
they're
can
not
you
it's
compare
not
them,
I don't think you should. They okay. probably never should have, but they both had these aura, you know, these whale beer like definitive whale. There were the two definitive whale beers. And now craft beer has just gone to hell in the handbasket. Now
apparently, peach haze we're just, milkshake.
We're waiting for that grunge to clear it out. Clear everything out. Punk. We need that 70s punk, New York punk scene to clear out beer. Wow. What 70s punk did to disco.
Yeah.
We're waiting for somebody in beer to do that.
No too. Ramones themed beers. Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
No Circle Jerks beers.
Wow. Thank goodness. That might be it might be okay. We'll Mikey. See. That might be all right.
We'll see.
We'll see.
See if Zax does any Circle Jerk themed names. And if that anyone will get it.
That'd be great. So he rates Pliny at 4.75.
All right. That's good.
Is Pliny a 5 for either of you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't. Like, what else is going to be a 5 to me?
That's literally what I just asked you.
Yeah. So, yeah. If I can't rate Pliny a 5, then why even bother having a 5?
Why? We'll just make it one more.
Yeah. Because I merely don't use 5 very often. Very rarely do I use 5. Because I'm just like, no, it's not 5. But like then, so like.
Can you recall your number 2 5-star check-in, IPA style?
No. Okay. But like. Yeah, I probably should do it more. But I also should rate things lower more. Because I'm too nice.
Right.
I'm my untapped ratings are too nice and also occasionally not nice enough. Because, you know, sometimes a beer that's probably a 5, I'm maybe giving a 4.5. And then some beers that are probably more like a 2.5 or 3, I'm giving a 3.5 and a 4 or something. Yeah.
See, that's where the anxiety sets in with untapped. Because you're doing it for you to keep track of the beers you like.
Yeah.
But then you also have in the back of your mind that the public and possibly
the
brewers will see this check-in.
That's more of what I think about, too.
And so do you save face for the public or do you save yourself from buying a bad beer again?
Right. Because number one, it should be, I think, for everyone is, yeah, you're rating it for yourself.
Yeah.
For the, like. To look at, like, oh, I've checked in this beer before. What did I give it? Oh, I give it a 2.5. Never mind.
Yeah. Because
you'll forget. You'll be like, ah. Not that, you know, you still should give beers other chances. Not like one time you're like, nope.
Done.
Never again.
Never again.
But same time, you want to be a little more educated. And if you're rating things for peer pressure wise, then... You're not giving yourself an accurate rating.
So now do you have 2 untaps, a fun untapped and
a personal have a dark untapped where you're
incognito mode.
Yeah. You're just giving everything proper ratings, real ratings. And the other one's like giving, you're bumping it up a little bit.
Yeah. I don't like it, but other people should check this.
Yes. Well, that's why, the rule of thumb is just don't rate it and just check it in and say, I don't know, man. I didn't like this.
Get them unique set.
I also don't know what the hell I'm talking about, so I'm not going to rate it.
There you go. Maybe a safer bet. Mm-hmm. And then, therefore, you will know a 0 check-in or a 0 rating will mean.
0 rating is who knows what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
Maybe now you're better with Berliner Weiss style ratings, but. 2 years ago, bro, you didn't know what you're doing.
Don't
and
understand.
You left it alone.
I don't understand.
Just speaking of Untappd, there's a new update to an Untappd. And they've given it the most hilarious update ever. Because now they have an option of muting friends. Now you can mute. Friends, without them knowing you
you're getting out of hand, buddy.
Yeah. You can, if somebody's just checking in like wild and you got your notifications going, you're just like, geez, dude, somebody's at a tap room doing taster flights or somebody's at a beer festival, or just like going crazy. It's like, come on, bro.
You're on a personal beer fest, and Untappd becomes your diary.
Yeah. You can mute them, and they don't know. You the other person not getting notification. Oh, Mikey, top board just muted you.
I haven't heard from Mikey in a while. Son
of a bitch.
What's going on here?
So now you can secretly mute people on Untappd.
And yet still no pictures in the DMs.
Sweet. I'm going to mute everybody. Sorry, I just came back to the conversation.
Everybody's muted. He's like, what? I can mute people?
What update was that in particular?
Yeah. One right now. So go update your Untappd and you can start muting away. Mute.
I love gold. Oh,
man. Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, it's less haze-ish.
Ooh.
So
what do we got now?
So I went to MGA because they got some fancy beers at one of the other ones, which sold out. They didn't spill over to the Fig Garden Loop. But I was looking at the shelf, and it's all...
Loop gets sloppy seconds, doesn't it?
And I was like, Alesmith and Beechwood collab beer. I was like, what? This wasn't on the gram.
What? Hey, this wasn't on the gram.
So Boom Crash Hopera. It's an... The name scared... The descriptor style scared me. So it's Australian style sparkling ale. I expected it to be
what
like
the
a...
frig?
I expected it to be like a White Claw or something like that.
What's happening? What are we having right now?
Boom Crash Hopper.
Are we even having a beer?
Was brewed in collaboration with our SoCal compatriots at Beechwood Brewing.
Is this one of them hard sparklers?
English malts and hard sparklers. A bonzer of Summer, Galaxy, and Vic's Secret hops.
I heard hops.
And the juicy notes of passion fruit and pineapple. And this is a ripper of a beer.
It's a ripper.
Get ripped. So Vic's, is that a play on Victoria's Secret?
No.
Does this smell like supermodels?
Oh, I never put that together. Vic's Secret, hop, Victoria's Secret.
It's Vic's Secret, not Victoria's.
Mm. I know, but they're abbreviated.
I know a Vic. Is this my friend Vic's Secret?
Hey, it's a Vic. You know my secret. didn't win the crowd over?
Okay, yeah. Cool. Good.
Yes. Keep going.
We didn't make
one will hit. Keep going.
We didn't make fun of it. So basically, if it didn't get made fun of, it was at least still pretty solid. Australian sparkling ale.
Oh, you'll know when you're a loser. I mean, it's a loser.
Australian sound. Oh, this is weird aroma.
Really?
I think so.
I like it better than the other crap on the table so far.
I didn't say it's bad. This is unique. I don't understand what category we're drinking, guys.
Drinkable. Hashtag drinkable.
This is a lot better than I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I gambled it because I think it was like a $5.50 can.
Yeah, that's a gamble.
But I was like, there's no way Beechwood would just put out.
So you're saying he knew when to hold them.
There's no way Beechwood would just put out some attic water and call it a beer.
Condensation line IPA.
Wow, this is weird. I know, man. It's a weird episode, guys.
Wow. It's the heat. Could we blame the heat?
Must be.
Oh, milk was a bad choice.
No, milkshake was a bad choice. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail?
Yes. Probably.
I ride my bicycle.
Ooh, you can get on the show if you have a podcast idea. If you're just like, I want to go through the whole rigmarole of doing a podcast and recording it. Rigmarole. Then uploading and paying people every month. Like, ooh, getting a bunch of... Just record one on your iPhone. Send it to us. Just make it 3 minutes or so.
Wow.
That's what I do when I'm not in studio. I record on my iPhone and send it over.
Yeah. So do what Matt does and record yourself and send it over. Or just ask us questions. These are all things you can do for us. And you can be on the show. We can hear what you're doing across the country.
That's
across the world.
Looks like you just drink rubbing alcohol.
Uh-oh.
I had a sip of beer, and then I got the tingle in the nose, the sneeze, and I'm trying to resist the urge.
I got the tingle.
Damn hops.
Oh, my God. Well,
no. It's, Mikey has a lot of citrus trees around here in that.
There's a big grapefruit tree outside the door.
Oh, boy.
Might be messing with you, bro.
It gets me.
And there's an orange tree, and my neighbor's right there, so.
Then don't you have a peach? Or
there's a peach tree right there. Hey, guys.
What's going on? It's Colin and Janine.
Hi.
Go driving. Janine.
Hey, they are great.
Brewing company. Had a couple beers. It was great.
It's awesome.
We got a new bartender there. Our bartender, actually, the one we had, she quit. And she moved away, but she was a great
friend. I can't take this Colin and Janine coming in every day. I quit.
Guy, too. His name is Josh. And, dude, he's pretty sexy. He's a good-looking guy. Smart.
Wow.
He's a man.
Look out.
Yep.
Anyways. So I changed my rating on top for that poop rolled in dirt comment.
Actually, I kind of changed it for her. I was the one that was like, give me your phone.
Give me your phone.
Comment from 4 years ago.
You let Janine do what she wants.
I'm a bad person. I didn't mean...
I said I'm a mean person.
I'm a mean person.
I didn't mean it. Which is kind of funny. Also, so our conversation last time about the Tesla and all that stuff, I think I got a little misconstrued. What I meant to say was that in the future, is it possible that...
No.
The car would have, like, no steering wheel. I didn't mean, like, to drive the car while you're drinking on cruise control or anything. No offense to your beer, I'm sure she understands, but... I'm going to die. You can finish it.
Right. So, if you could get in a car and be like, take me
home.
There
you go. Keep it going, guys. Good job.
Would that, could you still be
take me
maybe
home.
Over the limit and do that?
I totally get my point, though. I see that if something goes wrong, then yeah, that's an issue. I totally get that. But I do believe in 10, 15, 25, 30 years from now, that's going to be a total possibility.
It's like, a tight window.
It'll be like being on a train. You won't really be driving anything.
So I have a quick story. I met someone at my work who is getting a procedure. I'm not going to say what kind of procedure, but he was getting a procedure, and I was trying to distract him. So I was talking to him, and I was like, so what do you do? And he's like, I own a brewery. And I was like, really? What brewery? And then he said it, and it was like one of our favorite breweries. And so it's just kind of weird. It's like, so then I the whole procedure, we just talked about beer. So it actually turned out really cool. And he was like, well, if I knew you were a fan, I would have brought you beer, which was really nice, you know. But I was like, oh, that's okay. Like,
he says that
no way
all
you could have known. But it was kind of cool.
You have a little closer to industry on that one.
Yeah.
Industry.
She actually called me on the phone. She's like, Colin, I'll tell you a story.
Yeah, and I told him about it because it was kind of cool.
She called us first, Jenny.
Oh, my God. Guess who I met?
Yeah. And he was, and then he told us he's opening a second location closer to our house.
Inside industry info.
Why don't dogs like IPAs? And your question is?
My question is can you give us a social media name? Because we don't have one.
I don't need one, but if you want to get
it. We're just Colin and Janine from Colorado.
You want to grant us one?
So if you want to grant us a name or anyone who has any ideas for a name, please call in and give us a name.
If it makes me look cooler, then that's even better.
He doesn't like Colleen, by the way.
Oh,
Colleen.
That's our name combined. We can't be Colorado Colleen.
Damn it!
That sounds great.
Awesome. Keep up the good work, guys.
Colleen.
What about Jolin, then?
Colin
for Janine.
Colin for the number four.
Yes, still wordy. Because you still say four. You don't say for Janine. Number.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Four.
Colin number Janine.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, they've got Colin and Janine down. Like, there's no other Colin and Janine. There is. We'll beat them up.
We beat you up.
We beat you up. No.
You aftermarket, we beat you up.
You try to do aftermarket called Janine, we beat you up now.
However, I'm not a fan of a couple's social media accounts.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You know, that's always good. That's like getting the couple's tattoo. It's like
the digital couple's tattoo.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, that's, you're going to be wanting to take that off soon. Like, who's going to get that's going to be in the divorce. Like, who gets the social media account? Well, if you get over 10,000 subscribers, 10,000 people following you, Influencers. Now you're influencers. Now what are you going to do? How are you going to divvy that up? And then what if the other person posts something, you're like, that's not part of our whole, layout on Instagram, honey. That's a stupid picture. We don't do those kind of pictures. Well, I thought it looked kind of cool. Well, it's not. And then now you're fighting and it's a whole thing. Just keep your Instagram separate.
Wow.
Never work in.
Who's this, Todd?
He just had a whole conversation with himself.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Why is the carpet wet, Todd? I don't know, Margo. I have
my own show.
Oh, boy. What about Rocky Mountain Low?
Rocky Mountain Low. Somebody's probably got that. That's solid.
Damn it.
Colorado. Rocky Mountain Low.
It's got to be something guys, about where they
how
live.
How you guys doing? Yeah, come on. Guys. Did it? Okay. Anyway.
Aqua Teen Brewing Force.
Somebody bring Aqua Teen Hunger Force back. I mean, come on. What are we doing? Oh, we got an email. You can email us too. We'll read it. I don't know if I'm supposed to read it, but I'm going to do it. This is from our Spokane rep, Ryan. But fine, I'll take the bait and chime in on this not so hot topic of hard seltzer.
We tricked you.
In this case, strong seltzer.
Strong. It's the wrong leg boot.
The first time I saw one on draft was at Steady Flow, our neighborhood growler house. A larger bubble filled clear resin handle glistened up next to the long line of standard plain knob taps. My eyes, of course, were drawn to this shiny new handle. And at that point, I was suckered into asking, what's this new tap? And to my surprise, it was newly released Current Strong Seltzer.
Ooh, yeah.
From Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Fun fact, Current is classified as a nano brewery on Untappd.
Wow.
Cheers to Washington. Because we were asking, have you seen hard seltzer on a handle of hard seltzer on draft at all? There it is. Coeur d'Alene has one.
They got the stuff.
Cheers to Washington reps. Happy to have heard my name in the last episode. Yes, I do reside in the eastern side of the state, and I am indeed much closer to Idaho. Idaho border is 26 miles away, and Louie is barking at something. And that's not what she said. I'm saying that right now.
How did she know?
Seattle's 4.5 hours away. She's like, and Louie's barking. It's like, whoa. Weird, man. How'd you know that?
10 minutes and 37 seconds. Louie will bark.
Louie, please don't wake up everyone. But my husband and I do make our way to Seattle sporadically, and we make sure to hit up as many beer locations as possible every time we go. I was quick to friend Mike Montoya and sent him a few of our all-time favorites because Mike was looking for Seattle spots. I'm sure Tacoma Matt will have plenty of great suggestions too. It's a bit late, but I wanted to make sure to give Portland Jazz a shout out and a huge thanks for being part of our second ever Get It. Having just got back from our Reno-Boise trip, I must say that Reno was an amazing experience, leaving Boise in its shadow. Whoa. What were the statistics that qualify Boise to be the next upcoming beer capital? Were you reading that article about Boise?
That, I'll have to find the article again. It might have been Vinepair had the article on that. I think because they had a boom recently, it was a bigger number than before. It wasn't like a record number, but just an interest in the northwest part of the country.
Gotcha. Revision was our favorite Reno spot with their dank IPAs standing strong. Revision had a tap room with an adjoining laid back indoor beer garden located inside their brew space. And with us visiting midweek, we got to watch some of their great employees hard at work. There's something special about sipping on a cold, crisp beer while watching another great batch being made. Reno's embed was a suggestion that was not originally on our radar, but it did not disappoint. The local business owner claimed that they felt imbibe, is it imbibe or imbibe? Imbibe had the best sours in the West. We've had the pleasure of trying many of the great sours the West has to offer, such as Rare Barrel, The Guard, Holy Mountain, and Floodland, just to name a few. And I feel our sampling of imbibe sours, imbibe sours does at least put them in the running. Lastly, on the topic of A&W news, I can't even remember the last time I even stepped in foot in one. However, according to Eminem, aka Slim Shady, they have the best hot dog, as stated in T.I.'s song All She Wrote. Keep up the good work, guys. There's a email from Ryan, our Spokane rep. If you would like to be a rep of our show, there's a page there, perfectpourpod.com/reps. And you can look and see, like, does this town have a rep? And if you know that town and we don't have a rep here, there yet, let us know you want to be a rep and you'll do it. Thanks for that email, Ryan. And we keep on with the voicemails.
Hey guys, can you hear me? So I'm listening to the show.
Okay.
The show.
Okay.
And I'm almost through it, but I had to stop because I would have forgot to leave a voicemail about this. This is something that I paused the show for when Mikey's like, I don't want onions or lettuce. I just want meat. Why is
that? I'm going to have a Fresno post soon. You're going to see. I'm going to lay into it. Lay into it.
Up my hamburger, cheeseburger, no, it's whatever. Stupid. But hey, I am here to tell you, I like freaking everything on my hamburger / cheeseburger. I can.
No, you don't.
Do without the tomato. Tomato's okay, but I must.
That's
admit,
not everything.
A little, especially if the tomato's sliced thick. It's like
I'm the same way.
A little too slimy.
I'm the same way.
A little too much.
I like a thin tomato. Not a thick tomato. Thin.
That's a must on a hamburger / cheeseburger, folks. Sorry, Mikey. But
no, it's not. Nobody wants... If you didn't have lettuce on the burger, you would not miss it. You would be like, boy, I wish there was lettuce on this burger.
Onions on hamburgers, cheeseburgers, awesome. And same with lettuce. And, like, not just... I mean, I could put, like, just about anything on a hamburger, cheeseburger, and pizza. Pretty much anything.
No. And now you're getting ridiculous. You know, I feel like cutting this off.
I'm just that kind of guy. I'm a very inclusive, caring, kind kind of guy. I think all of that stuff is just super. So I had to pause the show to tell Mikey that Matt is right. Mikey's
thanks.
Wrong.
Well, thanks. That's probably
things
right.
Things on your hamburger / cheeseburger.
Nah, you don't.
Yes, and if it's an interesting lettuce. Cheese, that makes it even better. Like Gouda, smoked Gouda, or Swiss. I mean, but any kind.
I like
of
some smoked Gouda
too,
porter on my.
I have yet to meet a cheese that I don't like. Love cheese. I'm a cheesy.
Love cheese.
Cheesy being cheesy.
What?
I'm a cheesy.
Why is this beer all fuzzy?
As you know. Well, anyway,
it's in a Wookiee core.
I just had to stop the show, leave a voicemail before I forgot. Keep up the great work. Drive it.
Yeah.
How about that exactly, Nelson?
How about that?
It's like one of the best IPAs ever. I would say it is the best IPA ever right now, but I have a feeling that Steve and Zach might make one that's even better in the future.
Oh
right now,
God.
It's not. Damn, that's like... the best IPA.
That's a good IPA.
All right, so keep up the good work.
yep. In summary, keep up the good work, and lettuce is great.
It's freaking hot in this garage, so I wanted a cold, crisp lager.
I see.
That's what I want.
Oh, I see what you did.
I wanted a cold, crisp lager.
Okay.
So there's a can that Bearded Brewer has disguised in I have a Chewbacca. Holy crap.
And the Rhythm Wookiees.
I have a Chewbacca.
Official band
Chewbacca
merch.
Beer koozie. And yeah, it's not indie, bro. Whatever, man. I haven't had a Coors Tan Can in years.
You didn't buy it, right?
I didn't buy it.
So there you go.
Situational, whatever. Ooh, yep. That takes me back. I seriously just flashed to a house party from 1996 ish.
Wow.
Is that when you took the restrictor plate off your Mustang?
My Mustang.
It frees up the horsepower. Hey, yeah.
Hey, it's not exactly street legal.
Look at me, I got a Mustang out here, guys. Yeah, 302. 302 Cleveland.
Ooh, oh, Cleveland.
Guys. Yeah.
Cleveland, not Cleveland Windsor, Steamer. Huh? Yeah. 302 wow. Cleveland Steamer.
Upper deck in
yep, that is a party that just tastes like a Saturday party.
Took you right back.
College party.
Whoa.
And I...
Who's
and
college?
No, somebody else is going to college. I went to so many Fresno State parties. I never...
You felt like you graduated?
Yeah, I never attended Fresno State, but I know everybody from the class of something, something.
I did go to Fresno State, and I didn't go to any parties.
Wow. Well, you should have called me and said, hey, bro, where are all the parties? So I'll let you know, man. I go to Fresno City College. I know where all the Fresno State parties are at.
Lock them down. I got my moleskin full of addresses and party reviews.
You didn't go around the Californians enough. You didn't know. All we did was just wander around. This is an apartment complex by Fresno State. All we did was just wander around there and listen for the apartment that was the loudest and then just walk in.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Literally. That's what we did. Yeah. We just had like a six pack of something and we just walked into the loudest apartment.
Perfect.
And we never got questioned. They were just like, who are these guys? I don't know. Somebody must know them.
I know John. Oh, John, man. He's so wasted. Oh, yeah, right
John.
Now.
Oh, he's in the bedroom.
He's getting it on right now.
John is getting it on right now.
So hard.
We're still listening to the listeners.
Hey guys, it's me, Al Green.
What?
Calling from my beer fridge.
Wow.
Trying to figure out what I can drink.
Ooh,
tonight.
Fridge mic.
Matt's in our beer fridge.
While you guys are recording, so it kind of feels like I'm there. Thought that'd be fun. I grabbed the bottle of Stay. Oh, it's called
Barrel
Aged Duke Snyder's.
Dude, you got to get a new belt for that fridge.
From Walking Tree Brewery. Tree Brewery.
It's really in
Vero Beach, Florida.
It's a new belt.
And I might bust out one of these bottles tonight with the wifey. It was a special bottle release. I went there.
Honey, this is a special bottle release. Saturday. That's great, dear.
That was an adventure.
How much did you pay for it?
Turned out fun. Picked up a couple bottles. Might bust one open tonight with the wifey while we watch the last episode of Stranger Things Season 3.
Yes,
I'm a Glavin. I like that show. But I'm going to take a bottle because I'm heading over to Largo, Florida.
Mar-a-Lago? Ooh, boy.
Let's see. Today's Friday.
He's coming. Good. We're going to charge you extra.
Sometime around now, next Friday. And if I'm not mistaken, I think there's a storm brewing out there. I don't know. Keep your ears peeled.
Lock it down. We'll lock that Mar-a-Lago down.
Till then, just wanted to give you guys a heads up. Say what's up.
I know
you guys
ready.
Are
no politics.
You know, going to be recording soon. So keep up the good work. All right, and you know,
Willards.
Kind of sounded like he was trying to start a Toyota Yaris in the background.
Oh, no, that was his true track that you're running in the back.
Willards?
We're even unsure.
I'm waiting for somebody not in that Florida reps group to go to Willard's. That's a listener.
Wow. To go to Willard's or just checked it?
Yeah, to go to Willard's and be like, I'm here. Like, whether they end up having to get it or not, just be like, yeah, I saw that Willard's.
I heard it on the Perfect Pour.
As heard on the Perfect Pour. Willard's, as heard on the Perfect Pour. I hear that's on their sign now.
Yeah.
There's only one Willard's.
Hey, guys. It's me, Al Green.
That's the same one.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on, Browse.
Weird.
Hey, do you know how to work that thing?
No. Well, it was saying as like, it was reading as like,
what
are new.
The Perfect Pour? Chew your beer here.
What chew your beer?
What? That's all it was.
Wow.
Chew. That's all it played. It says 2 seconds.
Cool. Thanks.
What are the Perfect Pour? Chew your beer here.
Cool. He was here. His own audio.
He was here.
Orderly.
Chew.
Chew your beer here.
Oh, wait. He went to that Manteca and Stockton trip where he told him, like, you're chew. Orderly,
Perfect Pour. Chew your beer here.
Oh, man. Chew. You're going to have to call back.
Damn it.
That's all.
How do we know?
We didn't do anything wrong. That's what it did, man. It's all dead, bro.
Was there any transcribe?
Nope. That was it. It was 2 seconds. There was nothing to transcribe.
Eggs and waffles.
Sorry, Chew. It sucks. Sucks, bro. Well, let's see if we have some traditional voice.
Just call him back right now. See if he'll.
This is our Dorktown network
fill in the rest. Yeah,
he'll pick right up.
No, he's
in just
bed.
Call him back.
He wakes up early, guys. He's in bed.
He's up already.
Hey, guys.
There's time difference.
Lumber
Jose.
Hey, Lumber. Up here in my town pretty much sucks. Welcome to Northern Tampa. That's what happened.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. But, notorious. Northern really Tampa is notorious for bad beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking over you, bro.
Anyway.
Then you talk.
You know, it's the world between worlds. And I'm on a indie BWWRUN beer run. Beer
very
run,
nice.
Indie beer run. Anyway, so I just got to check some blocks here.
Okay.
Block number one, let's go ahead and check it. I think we can fairly say, Chino, you can say whatever you want, man. You are YOLO Polo. Country club now. That's it.
Country club.
YOLO Polo. Country club.
Woo! YOLO Polo.
Other news. Let's check another block.
What the hell is that?
You know who I haven't seen in person in a long time? I haven't seen the Pooba, Florida Steve.
Ooh.
So, what's he doing? I don't know. Maybe I had to change that. But getting across the state to the other side of Florida, I might as well go to California.
Damn.
I never go over that side of the state. We just don't go over there.
Don't do
anywhere
it.
The light touches. Ooh,
he's looking down on you.
Florida red. Except for that dark area over there in Fort Lauderdale. Just don't worry about that. But I don't know. Maybe soon. Maybe soon. But I heard. I understood. I'm with you. You know, maybe Florida Steve and D. Lang is kind of like a YOLO Polo Fontana Gym thing. I've never seen both of them in the same place. So maybe they're the same person.
YOLO Polo.
Hey, what's up, YOLO Polo?
I don't know. D-Lang, if you're listening, are you alive, man? I haven't heard from you. I haven't seen you. I hope everything's good with you. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Maybe we need to change that up. I need to see that dude. And then I got to do the rest of the Florida rep shout-outs. I mean, Al Green, keeping it classy on the East Coast. And then, of course, the special place in my heart for the Florida Reds for Hoppy Libations, holding it down on the West Coast. We still don't have a Northside rep up in the Panhandle, but that's okay. They were struggling with the hurricane and everything.
Jacksonville, bro.
Maybe one.
Where's our Jacksonville listener?
Who knows? D-Lang trying to hold it strong in the Central Coast, the middle of the state, but I mean...
Middle.
I've never seen him and
like the middle.
In the same place, so I don't know. But in any case, keeping it classy, Florida. Keeping it classy. Guys, you guys are doing great things.
Wow.
I appreciate what you're doing to keep up the hard, good work. YOLO Polo Country Club.
Country Club.
Bye.
Bye. Whoa, jeez.
Wow.
Cut off.
Audio.
Man, audio problemas.
YOLO County, bro.
There you go. That's what it's from. YOLO County. Ha ha. Ha ha. That's funny. All right. Thanks, everyone, for calling in.
And Janine.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Look at both of your guys' glasses. That Coors Light is gone.
It's hot, bro. I got a clear glass. I don't think I have two working glasses right now.
Clear glass.
You have three. You're lying. And you have a Yeti over there. You have four glasses.
You're a Yeti. My wow. Yeti is doing other business.
What is this?
Looking out for beers.
So July 26th at 87 degrees PM, let it be known that I got the guys to drink a Coors banquet.
You know what? Don't make me edit this out. Let's not get crazy here.
Even if it upset you, you still wouldn't take the time to edit it out.
No, that's true. Wow. Well, just for that, Nick, now you have to say what you're looking out for.
I'm looking out for this dumb beer from Carl Strauss and Russian River.
Yeah, that's mine, too.
Okay.
Yeah, what's going on there?
I don't know. New California IPA. What are they trying to do?
What do you think they're doing here?
This has the possibility to either be the absolute best beer in the world that's going to change everything, or it's going to be a steaming pile of...
It's a big risk.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in case you didn't see, Carl Strauss and Russian River, which I didn't even think was real at first.
You thought it was a...
I was like, oh, somebody did a fake label. Are doing a collab beer, and it's getting put in 16-ounce cans. It's called New California IPA. It's, you know, Vinny and Natalie said they've been friends with the Carls. And
Mr. and Mrs. Carl.
Yeah, Mr.
Me and
Mrs. Carl
go way back.
Yeah. They've got Pato hops? P-A-H-T-O. I don't know how you say that. Pato hops. A new hop cultivar provides a clean bitterness. While Strata, Equinox, Amarillo, and Idaho 7 hops add notes of citrus, berry, tropical fruit, and pine. Cans and draft drop on IPA Day, August 1st.
Perfect.
At our brew pubs and tasting room, and you best believe we'll be sharing more details on how this monumental partnership came together in the coming weeks. So this would be Russian River, first time a Russian River-ish beer is in a can.
Wow.
This is pretty huge.
Huge. I'll drink it.
I will drink it. So we are looking out for this beer. Everyone.
All the ones.
Hopefully, since we will be a Russian River town by mid-August, maybe this seems like a Carl Strauss distributed beer.
You know, is that their partnership?
It seems like it.
So we'll brew the beer, but you do all the work.
Put your name on it so then we won't say that we're actually in a can because it's a collab beer, but we all know.
So just go ahead and distribute that for us.
Go ahead and do that. So I'm thinking if you're in Carl Strauss is a California distributed brewery. So if you're a Carl Strauss town, then you might, I feel like you're going to get this more likely you're going to get this if you're a Carl Strauss town than if you're in a Russian River town.
Ooh, man. Sorry, Vince Clark.
We'll see.
Sorry.
This will be a big deal. We are looking forward to hopefully having this on the perfect pour.
Yay.
Is there any others you're looking out for, Nick?
There is a local brewery called Tac Ops.
Mm-hmm.
They are making an IPA called Clovis
Brewer.
Somewhat hazy.
Oh, you're somewhat perfect. Interested.
That's the amount of haze level I'm interested
in. You want
in.
Somewhat hazy.
Somewhat hazy.
All right. Wow. Yeah. I think that's the first time Tac Ops has made the looking out for segment.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Give me a clever name. I'll throw you
in there. Yeah, I'll get you in there. So there you go. Looking out for that. I know the market has Tac Ops.
Ooh, the market.
And I think the Total Wine has Tac Ops. And then the brewery. But you got to go to Clovis if you want to get from the brewery.
Oh, no.
It's tough. I did it.
Yeah? You survived?
I survived.
Yeah. Did you use underground tunnels? Is that how you got here?
Maybe. They're in one of those cinder block buildings.
Nice.
So those old 60s cinder block
style. Nice and cold in the winter.
Yeah.
It's cold in here.
That's it?
That's my looking out for.
All right. Matt, what are you looking out for?
I'm looking out for two beers.
Two beers? Is that a brewery? New brewery? Two beers?
No. Two beers.
Two beers brewing.
From Bottle Logic.
Oh, Bottle
Logic. All the grain.
I'm looking
Anaheim's
out for
Bottle Logic.
Mint chocolate chip ice cream inspired dessert stout. Wow. From them. And that's exactly what it sounds like. Wow. Mint.
Tastes
coconut
like a mint
and lactose.
Mint chocolate chip ice cream beer.
In a stout, I think that's okay.
Sure.
Dessert, is there a milkshake
dessert
IPA?
Stout.
No, it's not. It's a stout. I already said that.
You're not into dessert stouts, Nick?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they get a little sweet, and you like have half one, and you're like, I can't do the rest.
And then a friend of mine, Anna, she's in the Midwest area.
Mm-hmm. That was gesturing.
Kansas, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, Utah, Oklahoma.
He's gesturing a
Texas,
Midwest
Missouri,
shape.
Iowa, yeah. Idaho. Or no, not Iowa.
Anyways.
Iowa.
Apparently one of her favorite beers
Minnesota.
Is from Broken Clock.
What?
And it's called Lavender Uprising.
Wyoming.
It is an America IPA. So.
White Claw? What?
Ooh, White Claw.
So I'm looking out for...
The new king of alcohol, White Claw.
For Broken Clock beer. So if we can get some of that sent over.
Yeah, let's get some of that Broken Clock. Yeah. Guys, come on.
Broken
That's what I want to track.
Mm-hmm. So. I'm still waiting for that Kansas Territory. Somebody to send me something from Kansas Territory.
Wow.
Still waiting.
Keep waiting.
Keep waiting.
Louis will get it for you.
Louis, do one of those movies where the dog travels across the country to find its owner.
Fetch.
Yeah, go fetch. Go to Louis, go to Kansas. Go to Kansas.
Go to Kansas.
Get some of that Kansas Territory. Bring. Okay? He's not moving.
Oh, damn it. He's sleeping tomorrow.
He's looking
tomorrow,
at me, though. He sounds like, it looks like he's listening.
How far is Kansas again?
Okay.
Like 2 days.
Watch out for that Oregon Trail.
2 days on the train?
Watch out for that Oregon dysentery and that Oregon
dysentery.
Trail, Louis.
Louis dies of dysentery.
Be careful. Is that all you're looking out for, Matt?
The river was deeper than he thought.
You're good. All right.
Ooh, deep river. Good beer.
Oh, there you go.
Where the hell? What the hell is that beer?
That was Knee Deep and Kern Rivers collab. Deep River.
Oh, yeah. Totally. I knew that. I mean.
It was so 2012.
No, actually, I do. I think it's on the wall. The wall
Moosehead?
Of dead beers.
The Moosehead?
No.
Moosehead. Moose.
Jerry Bear bass. Ben caught basin. Honey, turn your bass down. The kids are trying to sleep.
Bro, I got a bass, hon. Well, I was a bass player when you married me, okay? That was part of the deal.
Wait, is he in the basement? Out of the basement?
That's part of the deal, okay?
He walked up the stairs right there.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I got my 2-for-1 strings at Guitar Center. John hooked me up.
Yeah.
John, these are 2-for-1, honey. I got to play them.
Be ashamed to waste it.
Yeah. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. That's Matt. What have you been caught drinking? Oh, get your notebook in order.
I had a little sample of DeLorean dust.
Ah.
I was at the Tap and Cellars.
Alvarado Street.
They had a Tiger style from... Tiger style. I said Thiger.
Thiger's a way better name.
Yeah. So it's
They missed the boat on that one.
They messed up.
So it's THAI. Uh-huh. So I just say Thiger style.
But maybe they are saying that. But that's a way better name.
Tiger style.
Missed opportunity.
I think Tiger style.
I saw Melvin on draft, so I literally thought of my friend Gabe because he has sent us Melvin many times, mainly the 2x4s.
Yeah. But now Melvin gets distributed, so it's not as fun anymore.
But I saw it on draft, and I got a full pour of that, and I did a 5 ounce of DeLorean dust. That's how interested I was to see that on
draft.
Did
you blend them?
No. In my stomach, but not.
Your stomach's like, this is a good blend.
At House of Pendragon, they were out of their double IPA, tear into my beard, so I just drank Lancelot and lots of it.
I just drank a triple.
Like, all right, well, you got a bit heavier than that.
At MGA, they had some Mercenary from Central Coast still on the shelf, so I picked up one of those cans, drank that. Before the show, actually.
Mercenary.
I finished dinner, and we had that beer.
Dinnerary.
Oh, yes. With the big M and the black can. Now I remember.
Yes.
Alvarado Street. Or no, Central Coast. Central Coast.
Yeah, that brewery. Exactly, Nelson. I had a couple of those.
Oh.
Those were my... I could have one beer and go to bed now. And I had a beer before I went to bed. So, Fulton Street Crowler. There's a little industry thing. If you close at Tioga, it's too late to have a post-shift beer. So we sent the staff home with a Crowler.
Oh.
I was there late enough.
The perks of being industry.
I was there late enough to get a Crowler.
Boom. Crowler.
And then...
DDH.
What is this last one?
Yeah. She would be, give me that DDH, bro.
DDH. Give me some Irish Dreams, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know what I have. I can't read my writing on this list.
Jeez, pass, Matt. Do better with the writing.
Haven't you learned your lesson?
God.
Nope.
I have not either. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Clear writing, guys.
Clear.
Right for a junior high. Right for seventh grade.
Hey, you keep your beer clear, I'll keep my writing clear. How's that?
All right.
We got to
do it. Well, no, I can't do that.
I knew it.
Yep.
I got right out of that one.
Deal off.
Deals up.
No deal.
It's the hazy. They're making my writing unclear.
You're throwing your writing off.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Throwing everybody's palate off.
It's affecting my brain.
Still, Paul, still waiting on that searching our phone music.
Boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop.
Nice
old running.
So a can that I was hoping to pick up at MGA, which they were out of, that the cousin shared with me, was they had double Mai Tai. So it was a double IPA, double dry hopped version of Mai Tai from Alvarado Street.
I didn't know this was something.
Yes.
God dang it.
So yeah, it was a double dry hop, double IPA version of Mai Tai.
Mikey's melting into the furniture right now.
I don't know if they still have it.
That's
in Clovis.
That's their best beer.
I don't know if they still have it in Clovis.
And then they made more alcohol.
It was a white can with like
the
double flamingo was in silver. So it was just two color. It was white with the silver overlay. And it was
simplistic.
He's like, try this out.
And that's what Nick would have chosen.
Oh my God.
Yes. Make it simpler.
Keep it simple.
Double dry hopped and double IPA.
Jeez. So we're not going to get it then. Is that what you're saying?
I went there specifically to see if they still had some, and they did not.
You will never get this.
Well, I'm looking out for that, guys. Just
there
saying.
You go. Add plus one.
Yeah. Add that to what they're looking out for. More? More beers? You have more beers?
That's it. All
right.
What are we doing? Bincott?
Bincott drinking Nick. The Nick 80.
Stuff. That's the wrong episode. No wonder. I was like, hey, I've drank these before.
Oh, man. Nick's been running off
previous
notes from previous last notes. Week.
Crap.
What's Come on, man. Stupid, you had a good beer.
What's that stupid Modern Times beer?
The collab?
Yeah, the collab. With the gentle pizza reminder.
That's a
gentle reminder.
You needed a gentle reminder.
Six pack of cans. Thank you.
Yeah, I got one in my fridge now.
Old school beer. Swami's IPA.
Mm, I've heard of that.
We had a fancy dinner on Saturday night.
Oh, look at you.
And this place is a wine bar, but they had really cool draft selections, too. Oh. And they had Swami's on tap.
Where is this?
Vino Grill. It's in the fancy part of Fresno.
Oh.
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, the
by the new Ace Hardware. Ace of the place,
you're
bro.
You're in the Northeast, bro.
Took over the old orchard.
Yep, that's the one.
You're in the any.
That used to have a it was like Vino and Friends. It was like, had a couple different names, but now it's Vino Wine Bar.
Okay.
It used to be Vino and Friends, and there was, I think it used to be by Press Box, and then they moved to that other location, which is a building by itself, and now it's called Vino.
Wow.
Really good food. We went there.
Yes, we've been there before.
I think the mother requested to go there.
Birthday party.
For her last birthday.
But yeah, so they got a good draft selection. It's small, but it's mighty.
All right.
Always good.
Good.
Picks. And then all you lager heads have got me missing some spot and premium lately. So I had to go hunt down a 6-pack of Spaten's premium lager just to get my baseline. Like, I'm set now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm reset. I know what German lager tastes like again. So now I'm ready to adventure into lagers.
Go back into the world.
See what is out there.
Every once in a while, you just gotta, get everything out of your system. Cleanse about.
A most modestly priced 6-pack of lager.
Yes.
But I think it's my standard. That is what I will measure lagers up to now.
All right.
Therefore, you must not suck to play.
that the things?
That's the things.
All right. That's the Nick 80 on Untap. And I am Mikey Tupor or Dorktown. Whichever one you prefer to search for, just do it. Be my friend. And you can, and if you're not sure if I put you in the Perfect Pour group, just message me or tag me or something in your check and say, hey, make sure I'm in the group. I had an excursion day.
Whoa.
Cause it was, Reggie U559's birthday.
Wow.
Met him after work.
Yeah.
Went to this place called Tioga Sequoia, the beer garden downtown Fresno.
You went to Yosemite?
Where?
It was SpongeBob day.
Oh man.
SpongeBob.
Beep, beep, beep.
How about you? Hey, me. It's SpongeBob.
Where was Reg? I didn't see him.
Special recipe?
He was there. We weren't there that long.
Did they have Krabby Patties? Okay.
Who was it that had the Krabby Patties?
All three food trucks.
Oh. Nice. I didn't get
that. I'm sad I didn't go.
I didn't get it. I had the Roomba Pink Guava IPA from Tioga Sequoia. And I also had the other one, the pineapple one. I didn't check that in, apparently, but there was another
Jellyfish Hunter.
Yes, the Jellyfish Hunter. Oh, there I did. There I go.
Badges.
Now I'm looking back. Add that exactly, Nelson, from Zach's Brewing.
That's not a Tioga.
Yeah, I went across the street. Bro.
I see.
Too many millennials here. Let's go across the street. When you get your taste fill of millennials at Tioga, then you go over to Zach's. And went back. Reggie pulled out. He had a crowler from Bootleggers Brewing.
Whoa.
Down there in the SoCal.
Wow.
Called Golden Chaos. It was a Belgian blonde.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, yeah, talk about a terrible style.
Yeah.
But it was actually pretty good.
Did you unfriend him?
Yeah. Well, somebody else bought it for him.
Oh, boy.
Matt's going to die, but we're going to keep going. I've always wanted to have a podcast episode where someone had an incident, but looks like we're about to have it. Matt, he's grabbing his phone. He must be all right.
he's got to Instagram this.
he's trying to call 911. We're just like, he's fine. He's got his phone. And that's pretty much
all
it.
All you gotta do is put his hand in the air with his watch. It'll alert.
Yeah, it'll do something.
I'm wearing my fossil today. Thank you very
much. Oh, he's going analog.
Well, then you're gonna die because you chose poorly.
And that's all I've been caught drinking. Thanks everyone for being our untapped friends. You know, If you're on the Untapped. If you're not, that's fine.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you don't know. Do you have some people to cheers?
Cheers out to Mike Montoya. Happy birthday to him.
Hey, happy birthday.
Celebrating Mike. A birthday.
That's a cool name, Mike. Isn't it? Don't you think, guys?
Yeah.
What?
Very rarely used.
Never heard
Not
that
many
name
Mikes
before.
Around. No.
How do you pronounce that again?
Mike.
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 Mike Montoya.
Mauk.
Mike Montoya.
Mauk.
Mauk.
Are you saying meow?
Meow.
Meow.
Nunny. No, it's pronounced
Nunny. Nunny. And then cheers out to my new Untapped friend.
I'm saying Nunny. No, no. Nunny.
Which is also a mic, which is Mikey Fam. So Mikey Fam is his handle, but the name above it says, Sup, dude.
Sup, dude.
Sup, dude.
Sup, dude.
It's my new Untapped friend.
Typical Mikey. Wow.
Typical Mikeys. All
so
the Mikeys.
So typical. We're so typical. That's what all my exes say.
the ones that live in Texas?
Yeah. All my exes live in Texas. All the cheersing? Are you searching for more cheersing, Matt?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. We're good.
It's good.
Nick, you got some cheers.
Wizard beer dog.
Wizard. That's Wizard, Annie.
Wizard.
Star Wars reference.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I'm all prequels references this week.
Any more you'd like to drop by?
No,
Star Wars Land, when are you going?
Have you ever heard the story of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
Wow.
You haven't? Okay.
No.
Just checking.
I have not prequeled. I'm sorry.
All right.
No, I've
Keep
prequeled.
Going. Sorry.
I've not postqueled.
Oh, what? You haven't had any of the
Wait, how's that work? No, I have postqueled. I'm not prequeled.
Okay. Well, we'll have to get you up to speed.
Okay, great. I got lots of time this summer, obviously.
Good, good.
AZ Beer Gut, re-cheers to them because I did not know they were following my personal Instagram.
Oh.
Crafty Hops. And Infinite Pours.
Yeah. I think I follow all the, maybe.
I think all sound familiar. Perfect Pour follows all them. Okay. Those are cheers to my personal accounts. Oh, the Nick 80.
Yeah. Cheers to the Golden Gods. Of course.
Yes.
These are the cool people that give us money every month. You go patreon.com/perfectpour. You look at that and you're like, see if you're interested in maybe donating money to the show every month.
Better get in quick.
$5.
We're running out of time. Oh, yeah. We're
shutting the door. Shutting that door. No, oh, yeah. That calendar.
The calendar door.
Ooh, are we going to do that? Are the Golden Gods going to get calendars?
Yes. I hear there's a version V2 is going to happen.
Oh, boy. That's going to take some legwork.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. So these people are cool. They give us $5 or more, and they get a little bit of bonus stuff, like being in the forum on Facebook, the private Facebook group.
Everybody wants that.
Everybody wants that. And also getting to hear extra show every week with the tailgate.
What's an extra show?
Extra show. Welcome to the tailgate. It's called Extra Show. You never know what we're going to say on that. Say bad stuff. And it's sort of an unwritten rule about the tailgate.
Yeah, we spill our guts.
Don't repeat what happens in the tailgate, okay? Especially don't call the SPCA about how many times I yell at Louie during the tailgate.
Why?
This guy's always yelling at his dog. Jeez.
Or feed him crackers and beer.
What's wrong with him? So, and also cheers to Essie Doris and Mexican Biracano.
Wow.
And everybody that shares us on their own social media and retweets what we do or just makes their own tweet, involves us, or their own Instagram story and tags us.
Woo!
Ats stories. Ats us on the Instagram, Perfect Port Pod, Perfect Port Pod on Twitter, Perfect Port Pod on Facebook.
Wow.
And thanks everyone for joining in on us this week. Boy, I'm hurting here. Apparently, my voice is going
110. Getting to it.
This is the heat, and no, we shut the AC off. I shut it off on the brothers.
Shut it off.
I know listeners have been like, "Why don't you let Nick and Matt have some air conditioning in there?" No,
we're still here.
I'm trying to think about the sound of the show. Can't have that fan back there. Can't do it. So thanks everyone for listening to the show.
Woo-hoo.
Hope you have a fun, great week.
Yes.
Enjoying yourself with the beer and all the just make sure you have the fun.
And
but just be safe.
Okay.
Be safe. Because we want you to be here next week.
Check your dates.
Yeah. Yeah. And check dates. Sometimes I don't do that.
Last one's so hard.
It is. So you gotta do it.